The foreman has just told us that tomorrow we won't be working, and who knows if they will want us in the day after that. The official line is that it's a power supply problem. That means cuts. A lack of cotton is easily solved. Jaume told us that in two establishments in Barcelona, La Yuna and Nevada, the owners resell what's left over from their quota. But I suppose you can't buy electricity on the black market. When the wife finds out, we'll miss 2 days' pay this week, and she'll be furious. I can hear her now.
Prices in the market are sky high. I'm sick of queuing for 100 grams of bread and 100 grams of beans. Do you know how much a litre of oil costs on the black market? 30 pesetas, 6 times the official price. What am I supposed to do without money? The war ended 7 years ago and we're still hungry. A few months from now, we'll all be knocking on the doors of social services.
It's always the same story. I listen to her and say nothing, because she has every reason to complain. Fact is that thanks to women like her, we are a bit better off than a year ago. A few months ago, if the female knitting and hosiery workers hadn't led a down tool strike to recover the extra payment they had been granted back in 1945, our situation would be even more precarious. The underground CNT-UGT committee did the planning, but the women were on the front line. The down tool started in Can Miguel, with Pep Maca leading the action. But by the 23rd of March, all the women went out on strike. The first few days, I asked my wife not to get so involved. We all know how the new regime might retaliate, but it was impossible. I don't know how long the board's promise of reinstating the payment will last, but she says that this spring of 1946, she feels alive again.
During the war, we women kept the factories open. If it hadn't been for us, the owners would have returned to nothing. Hell must be full of ungrateful bosses. Or are we being punished for having produced undershirts and socks for the Republican Army?
I don't know, but I think we are all, in different ways, suffering the country's shutdown. But I try not to argue with her, because one thing is clear. This year, both at home and out on the streets, women are wearing the trousers.